Talking today with Scott Shellady of the CME Group. Scott, we've had some pretty good wheat prices lately.
Yeah, well, you know, it depends on what angle you're coming from, but I'm going to come from the demand side, or at least the headline demand. How's that sound? Boy, that's a kind of a, yeah, I think we've traded a lot on Russia. We've traded a lot on Ukraine. We've traded a lot on those things. And you could argue about the supply, but I want to really stress to everybody is that there are a lot of traders and investors out there that trade the relationship between wheat and corn or wheat and soybeans, especially wheat and corn. And you cannot have any reason for corn or wheat to rally, but if corn and soybeans are skyrocketing around you, those relationships, they try to keep those ratios the same, and that'll also drag it up. So we've had a lot of other reasons out there. Demand, we've seen these dryness in these the Ukraine and Russia headlines, and then at the same time, you've seen everything else around you shoot to the moon. Well, that's caught wheat on fire as well. So it's been great to see for all those out there in the fields. And I'm, like I said, we have a family farm. I'm close to producers. I love higher prices always. But to highlight how volatile it's been, you know, we're at 4-year highs in soybeans-ish, Kabibble, right around there. But 6 months ago, we were staring at 12-year lows, okay? So put that in your blender. That's going to give you an idea about how volatile the summer's been, what Mother Nature's brought to us, what the pandemic and demand has brought to us. So I could sit here for another 2 hours and talk about it.
Well, I know a lot of cattle producers have been worried about the prices of corn lately. What can you speak to us about that?
And they should. I'll put my tinfoil hat on because I talk to a lot of older farmers, 50, 60-year veterans, who've seen, say, you know, the great grain robbery of the 70s and everything since then. And they genuinely believe, some of them genuinely believe, that if we had the demand, if we did not shut this economy down, we would have a problem in corn. And so, yeah, that's going to be an issue if that corn gets that expensive. However, we've seen our biggest customer come back in China. We have had parts of the country open back up, so we've seen some demand come back on that way. And at the same time, I think some of these governors are tamping down demand because we haven't fully opened up. And what if this economy was fully opened up? Now, that also gives people a little pause for concern about, hey, I don't want to get left behind here. And you've also seen these markets, I think, also catch up cattle-wise for sure with maybe even hogs, I suppose you could say. You know, remember the disconnect we all felt like we were seeing in the markets the first quarter of this year? Well, it looks to, feels like to me it snapped back, and now we've got a story where both cash and futures are lining up a little bit, right? And then now we've got the CME opening up a new product November 9th with these cutouts for pork. And I think that that's also garnered some excitement too. So, you know, if you're talking protein, if you're talking row crops, there's a lot to talk about. And for the first time in a long time, and I've been around for a while, it's all pretty good.
With the hog market, I know that there were some thoughts that we may see bigger export numbers because of the ASF breakout in Germany, but the hog market's kind of been on a back and forth movement.
Yeah, we have. And that hog, that's also been really volatile too. I mean, you look at those charts and as an old trader, 32 years in the business, I would just like to see something come out from the government that would just support the prices we're at now, right? Just solidify things. I just take a little bit of the volatility out, give people a chance to breathe, and then decide how we're going to take the next step, the next leg higher, and how we're going to attract those new customers to the market. Because when you have these moves from the lower left to the upper right, when you're looking at a chart like we've had as of late, it gets kind of dangerous if you do it too fast. So I like the moving averages and the technical things to kind of catch up to us so that we can kind of get a solid footing here and then maybe take that next step higher. Because, you know, you've got a lot of players in this market. Just for instance, you know, the hedge fund money, the managed money is almost long 300,000 contracts of beans, right? So we have to keep your finger on the pulse in something like that as well, because they can put a cap on things, right? They could really disappoint everybody by trying to sell. So keep that in mind. If they don't sell and you get some halfway decent bullish news, we'll churn and burn and grind higher. That would be, I'd like to see that.
Well, Scott, you've been in the business a long time. How do things like a presidential election affect the market?
I think it affects the markets more on capital flow. I think that the type of money that will come to mind, grains and proteins a little bit less. But if you talk to the Wall Street guys, right, they'll say that right now, They don't think it matters who the president is. It matters. They think 2021 will be a great year for all the markets. It just could be better with one guy or the other, right? It's like pizza. No such thing as bad pizza, just some pizza that's better than others, right? So they don't think there's such thing as a bad president, just one that might be better than the other. And so I disagree with that. I'm not going to go down that political route, but I will say what they're looking at is, number one, the efficacy of a vaccine to get all these people comfortable to go back to those restaurants and really spark that demand and get those kids back in school and spark that demand as well, right? They're also looking at how well the economy is doing just now, running on 25% of the restaurant, you know, growth. I mean, who can make money with 25% of your revenues? I mean, it's just insane. But anyway, even with 25% of your restaurant capacity full, you know, we're still seeing this demand come back. And then lastly, you know what? We've got a Federal Reserve that says they're going to stand by it, stick behind the markets. And so those three things, all, especially the last one with the Federal Reserve, would be good for our markets because there's going to be more capital out there and more capital. You're going to see folks trade our products because the more capital, that might be inflationary. And boy, oh boy, you know, inflation is going to have an impact on the things we trade. Business plan. We'll just see if it comes true.